When I think back, as I often do these days, to my years as a young teacher in a city school for boys, the first picture that comes, emotion-charged as ever, is that of the opening morning. I had the class of the very smallest. It was their first step into an unknown world. Added to the fear they all felt was the dismay, in the case of some of my little immigrants, at being spoken to in a language that to them was foreign. Very early that morning, I was assailed by the sound of a child's screams amplified by high ceilings and resonant walls. I went over to my classroom door. From the other end of the corridor, a heavily built woman was sailing toward me like a battleship, dragging by the hand a small howling boy. Tiny as he was beside her, he managed to...